What if everything we believe about innovation is wrong? In the world of product development, we often assume that bigger budgets, longer timelines, and more complex solutions yield better results. Dan Ward's revolutionary FIRE approach, fast, inexpensive, restrained, elegant, turns this conventional wisdom on its head. After observing countless projects as a military officer, Ward discovered a striking pattern. The most successful innovations typically emerge from teams with minimal resources and tight deadlines. Consider NASA's Near-Earth Asteroid Rendezvous mission, which collected 10 times more data than expected at two-thirds the projected cost. Or the Air Force's Condor Cluster supercomputer, built from PlayStations, which became the Department of Defense's fastest computer at just 10% of typical cost. These aren't flukes, they represent a fundamental truth about innovation that challenges our instincts about how breakthroughs happen. Constraints don't limit creativity, they unleash it. When resources are scarce, we're forced to consider alternatives to typical solutions. Think about it. If you had unlimited time and money to solve a problem, would you really discover the most elegant solution? Probably not. You'd likely over-engineer it. The FIRE method teaches us to maintain a small list of most important things, no more than three, to prevent getting bogged down. This razor-sharp focus strips away distractions that slow progress. When SpaceX developed rockets at a fraction of traditional costs, they weren't cutting corners, they were cutting complexity. Short timelines also create urgency that drives innovation. If we don't plan to acquire something for a decade, do we truly need it? Firm deadlines reveal what matters most. They also reduce exposure to change, new technologies, threats, and economic realities that place new demands on projects mid-development. Each delay creates a death spiral where addressing new demands takes time, exposing the project to even more changes. Remember Parkinson's Law? Work expands to fill the time allotted. When we give ourselves tight constraints, we find ways to deliver what truly matters rather than what merely seems nice to have. On a graph where complexity meets goodness, adding features initially improves a product from basic to functional. However, this relationship eventually inverts. Beyond a certain point, additional complexity degrades performance rather than enhancing it. Every design reaches an optimal complexity level where you must choose: continue adding features, leading to decline, or begin simplifying, leading to improvement. Design momentum typically pulls toward complexity, making it crucial to recognize when to shift from adding to removing. As Steve Jobs noted, focusing is about saying no. The TRIZ community's trimming technique offers a practical approach. Remove elements from your design, then verify system functionality. While every component may seem essential, minimal adjustments often preserve functionality with less complexity. Where brainstorming generates ideas without judgment, storm draining intentionally eliminates excess. This process follows distinct principles. Consider everything removable, make deletion the default, build on others' removals, and permanently delete rather than set aside. The P-51 Mustang Fighter exemplifies FIRE principles perfectly. Initially overlooked for its simplicity, it outperformed other fighters in speed, range, and maneuverability. A small team developed it in just 117 days, producing 312 planes monthly. Its excellence stemmed directly from its rapid, cost-effective development with simplicity at its core. NASA's Faster, Better, Cheaper initiative, 1992 to 1999, achieved notable successes, with 9 of its first 10 missions succeeding. Projects maintained focus by rejecting even good ideas. NEAR project manager Thomas Coughlin noted that implementing just half the suggested improvements would have derailed the entire project. The Stardust mission embodied FIRE principles by leveraging proven technology. Using a 1998 Motorola radio, 1977 Voyager camera, and Mars Pathfinder computer, it achieved the unprecedented feat of collecting and returning comet particles to Earth. These successes share a common thread, treating restraint not as a limitation, but as a strategic advantage that focused teams on what truly mattered. Projects that fall behind schedule often trigger cascading delays. The F-22 Raptor fighter illustrates this perfectly. A planned 6-month extension in 1989 stretched into decades, with the aircraft becoming operational in 2005, long after its original Soviet threat had vanished. Production dropped from a planned 650 aircraft to just 187. As the only major fighter program with substantial funding, it accumulated endless mission requirements, evolving from a stealth fighter to an FA-22 with ground attack capabilities. By 2007, it had become an FABEARC AWACS-22, essentially a flying sensor with attack capabilities. This pattern repeats across all projects. Schedule extensions invite more changes, driving up costs and requiring further delays in a vicious cycle. The solution? Start with a smaller snowball and roll it down a shorter hill. Limit initial scope and development timelines to prevent complexity growth. As Nassim Taleb observed, the unexpected almost always pushes in a single direction, higher costs and a longer time to completion. Time introduces instability through technological advances, market changes, leadership shifts, and economic fluctuations. The simplicity cycle shows that adding complexity initially improves a design, but only to a point. After reaching optimal complexity, additional features begin degrading performance rather than enhancing it. The cycle presents two paths at this critical juncture: continue adding complexity, leading to worse results, or strategically reduce it, leading to improvement. Design momentum often pulls toward unnecessary complexity, making it crucial to recognize when to shift from adding to removing elements. What Steve Jobs called, focusing is about saying no. The TRIZ community's trimming technique offers a practical approach. Remove a component, then verify if the system still works. If not, make minimal adjustments to restore functionality. Though straightforward, this process requires creativity, as components often seem indispensable. Reductive thinking approaches creation through subtraction, similar to sculpting, where material is removed to reveal the final form. As Michelangelo noted, the tool's purpose is simply to remove what obscures the inherent design. Ward's background as a magician taught him that magic secrets are simple, though not easy. When audiences see impressive illusions, they expect complexity, yet the solutions are usually straightforward, requiring dedication to master. This principle extends to innovation. True sophistication lies in elegant simplicity, solutions that appear effortless while delivering powerful results. The Virginia-class submarine program exemplifies this approach. After replacing the costly Seawolf program, $4.4 billion per sub, the Navy prioritized cost-effectiveness. The result? Submarines delivered early and under budget, with the USS Mississippi finishing a year ahead and saving $60 million. The Mio Viaduct demonstrates similar wisdom. Choosing steel over concrete enabled factory pre-construction, reducing completion time from 52 to 38 months while controlling costs. The team pursued the most elegant solution with minimal material rather than embracing complexity. In our complexity-obsessed world, restraint becomes transformative. Building only essential functions reveals a deep simplicity that drives quality and innovation. Excellence isn't achieved through excess. It comes from doing less better.